Welcome to Believe in the Ivy League, a look inside the ancient eight teams in the Ivy League and their upcoming games with all of the stats, trends, and analysis that you want to hear. And now, here's your host, Tom Barton.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Believe in the Ivy League. We are getting into the time of year where it's Ivy League baseball season, and it's gearing up coming to the end here with the Ivy League tournament. We will get into the Ivy League tournament, what the schedule looks like. We also have some postseason rewards to talk about today as well. Go check me out at TomBartonSports.com, Tom Barton Sports over on Twitter, Tom Barton Sports at YouTube. And if you want to get in touch with the show, it's TomBartonSports@gmail.com. So guys, let's get right into it, right? So we have the Ivy League tournament coming up, and you start to look at Penn won their second consecutive Ivy League title. And Columbia secured the fourth tournament spot. So it's Harvard, Penn, Princeton all had already jumped into spots. And we had a couple of games this week that I want to talk about. Harvard and Penn get the win. Harvard beat Princeton in a nail biter. Just a real good game. 3-2, a pitcher's duel, which any real baseball fan loves a pitcher's duel. And you look and Chris Clark really got the better of things here. The Crimson got two runs in the bottom of the seventh, and it took some time for them to get any runs to get on the board. Jake Berger came around on a throwing error. Also, we had a sacrifice fly off of Zach Brown, so by Zach Brown. So you look at this and you go, okay, Harvard moves on, pitcher's duel, and that's what they've been getting by with, and clean play. A lot of people are going to point to that game and say, yeah, it was the big error that really turned it. But look, at the end of the day, Clark was fantastic, right? Chris Clark went seven innings. He allowed just three hits. He did let up the two runs, but only on three hits. So he was pretty spectacular that day. Later on that day, Penn took on Columbia, and this was anything but a pitcher's duel. Penn wins 10-6. They just bashed the ball all over the field. It was 4-0 by the end of really the first inning all of a sudden. And then it was catch-up time for Columbia, who just were not able to kind of catch up. Now, they did score in the fifth and sixth inning, and it was a 10-2 game. So, I mean, I don't want to say it was a blowout, and I don't want to put Columbia down like that, but look, Penn just really dominated this game right from the very get-go. It was all Penn all the time. It was a Penn offensive explosion that we looked at. And now we look ahead, right? Princeton takes on Columbia at 11 a.m. on Saturday, and that's going to be in an elimination game. And then Harvard will take on Penn at 3 p.m. to move on to the final. This is a spot where I've talked about Harvard before the year began. I know everybody was on Columbia, but I talked about Harvard before the year began. And I said, if it could come together, you knew that they were going to be led by pitching, but if it could come together, this was going to be why they came together for Harvard, right? It would come together for Harvard because of this. This is what we were looking at, and this is what we would be talking about. And I think that Harvard has as good a chance as anybody. Look, everyone's going to still be on Columbia, and I know Princeton has had a good year. I just think that Harvard's a dangerous team, and I thought that Harvard was a dangerous team all year long. We've talked about Harvard being that dangerous team. Let's take a look at some of the postseason awards, because this is always a good time. Whenever I do the postseason award show, people love it. They really get really, real excited about the postseason awards and what it means to the Ivy Leagues. It is a symbol of just pure dominance in a lot of these areas. So, Player of the Year, Andy Blake from Columbia. Pitcher of the Year, Ryan Drombowski from Penn. Rookie of the Year, Kalen Fang from Harvard, which we all saw kind of the writing on the wall there. Coach of the Year from Penn, John Kukrow. So you look at Andy Blake, right? Columbia's pitcher, voted Player of the Year. And you look at what he's done. .322 batting average in conference play. On-base percentage of .423. He also, you know, added things like a very good defensive game. He's a fast, quick kind of guy. 9 doubles, so he's not only just like a slap hitter. You have to agree with the selection there, unless you went with a guy like Drombowski, who gets Pitcher of the Year, because he was absolutely fantastic. 5-1, nearly 40 innings, 54 strikeouts, and a 2.27 ERA. And so he was absolutely, absolutely fantastic. And when we talk about Harvard, one of the reasons why we thought that Harvard might really take that jump up was Kalen Fang, right? Fang gets Rookie of the Year, and deservedly so. You could have argued, and I know Harvard guys will do this, that he could have been Pitcher of the Year, right? ERA 1.22 in league play. He only got 22 innings, but he got 25 strikeouts and held opponents to under a 180 batting average. Simply impressive. Simply impressive right there. So you start to look at this and you go, okay, who's the guys that are going to kind of lead us into that next generation? Fang is the guy, but give all the accolades to Blake and Drombowski that you could possibly throw on them. It's going to be an interesting spot here to see who comes out on top. If you turned around and you said, look, who's going to walk away with the championship? If you turned around and you told me that Penn is going to win it, well, look, they got Coach of the Year, right? Penn has Coach of the Year. Harvard has Rookie of the Year. Columbia has Pitcher of the Year. I mean, you look at this and you go, it's all for the taking out here. It's not just a situation where someone's going to roll through. And I think that's a good thing that we don't have a situation where anyone's going to completely roll through and just completely dominate. Ivy League baseball can get really interesting. Ivy League baseball has been very interesting. And Ivy League baseball is not necessarily dominated by one team. Last year, maybe we had a little bit more dominance than we thought. This year, coming into the season, when we did our preview, it was sort of anyone's game, and we talked about it kind of being anyone's game, and we talked about the players that would be so influential here, and it has panned out exactly how we discussed. So I will, I'll do a show early next week after we know the championships, and we will get you abreast of the championship game, who's going to lift the title. I think it's a very prestigious title in the just baseball lexicon. It's a very prestigious title, but I have to tell you, it is wide open. This is the first time it's been this wide open, to me, this wide open this late in the year, where you just look at this and you say, yeah, everyone's got a shot. I think all four teams really have the edge here. And really that first round, that Harvard-Penn game, I mean, it's just going to be fantastic when we sit back, and that's going to be the later game. By the way, you can catch all this on ESPN+. So I hope you guys enjoy the playoff, enjoy the baseball season. It has been a fun baseball season up until now. A lot of baseball yet to be played. I can't wait to see who's holding that championship trophy above their head, because I think it's a very fun year, and it's going to be a very fun next couple of days. All right, guys, that's going to do it for me. Go check me out at TomBartonSports.com. Have a very good day, everybody.